One day, Adam took his son Abel into the forest. The birds were making a racket in the trees above, and Adam stopped in the path and signaled to his son to do the same. For a while, neither of them moved or spoke. Then Abel said, "Why are we stopping here, Father?" But Adam signaled with his hand, "Be still." Soon the forest grew quiet, and Adam said softly, "The birds have forgotten we're here and have stopped giving the alarm. Be still and watch." And as Adam and Abel watched, the creatures of the forest that had hidden during the alarm of the birds reappeared one by one to resume their interrupted activities. The mouse, the mole, the badger, the raccoon, the squirrel, and the deer all went about their business as though Adam and Abel were invisible. As each moved, Adam showed Abel its track and how every pause to feed, every hesitation to reconnoiter, every momentary fright or hurried step could be read plainly in the path. Adam then held out his open hand, and without understanding why he was to do so, Abel studied the tracks to be found there in his father's palm. Finally, Adam led his son back along the path by which they had entered the forest, pointing out where their tracks had been crossed or followed by other creatures going about their business. When at last they left the forest and Adam said nothing more, Abel asked his father to explain the meaning of what he'd been shown. "There's nothing to explain," Adam replied. "Every track begins and ends in the hand of God. Every track is a lifetime long." But Abel wasn't satisfied with his answer and asked his father to go on. Adam thought for a while and said, "Hunter and hunted are both standing in their tracks when they meet, and there are no tracks, however far flung, that fall outside the hand of God." But Abel continued to press his father with questions. At last Adam said, "All paths lie together in the hand of God like a web, endlessly woven, and yours and mine are no greater or less than the beetles or the squirrels or the sparrows. All are held together." And beyond this, Adam could think of nothing more to say.